Hi, guys. Welcome to Sports Spectrum. I am Jason Romano. We got a really fascinating guest today on the show. Kelsey Tischler is going to be our guest. She's from Grove City College, where she was a college football kicker. Yes, she was a college football kicker. Kelsey Tischler, a female playing on a male-dominated team in a male-dominated sport, and she was a four-year member of the football team as a kicker. She was actually all-conference for her high school football team in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, also competed in cross country and track and field, and that led her to an opportunity to kick in college football. So I was intrigued by that, but even more than that, it's her kicking journey that led her to Jesus, and she shares a really awesome story about a moment in a football game that wasn't her best, that ultimately led her to a low moment, that ultimately led her to a person that ultimately led her to Jesus. I'll just leave it at that. Kelsey Tischler has a great story, and she's doing really important work sharing her story about identity, about fear, about courage, and about joy. It's coming up in just a second here on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to tell you about Sports Spectrum's magazine. It's our quarterly magazine that you can get. The Sports Spectrum magazine has been around since 1985, and I think it's one of the best things that we do here at our ministry, and I want to recommend that you get it because you're going to have football stories, basketball stories, baseball stories, hockey stories, soccer stories. You're going to get the spectrum of sports, but with the journey of faith, with Jesus at the center. Stories about Jesus, stories about sports. If you're looking for clean content, it's hard to find clean content in the sports world today. Let's just be honest. The Sports Spectrum magazine is just that. It's perfect for the kids. I would recommend you getting a one-year subscription, trying it out, and seeing what you think. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You can go to sportsspectrum.com and subscribe to the magazine right now. Sportsspectrum.com, click the magazine icon. When you check out, when you're done and you're ready to get your order, put in the podcast 15 code. Put in that code, podcast15, and you can save 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. Again, the website, sportsspectrum.com, put that code podcast15 and subscribe to our Sports Spectrum magazine. Here's Kelsey Tischler. Hi, Kelsey. Welcome to Sports Spectrum.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you on. It's nice to know that this is someone who actually listens to the show. Not that some of the other people that we have on haven't, but you actually listen to our podcast. So that's refreshing to hear.
Oh, absolutely. When I'm in the car, this is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to.
I love that. I'm wondering, how do you remember how you discovered Sports Spectrum? I'm curious.
No, I don't. It's been years. I've been listening to it.
I love it.
So I know I can't remember exactly, but I love it.
Well, I love it too that you listen. So it's going to be nice. This will be familiar territory as far as the type of conversation that we're going to have. Grove City College. So I have a funny story. I told you this before we started that we have our daughter who's in college now. She's her sophomore at Indiana Wesleyan. And when we take her out and go to pick her up, we drive that long stretch. I think it's 70 or 80. You tell me, I-70 or I-80, right in Pennsylvania, that long four-hour stretch going from east to west to get all the way through the state of Pennsylvania. You get through Grove City, and then you get right to the Ohio border, and then eventually you get to Indiana, and you get to pick up, yeah, I get that area where I can pick up my daughter. But you are a Grove City College grad. You played college football there, which is what makes it interesting, I think, to have a discussion since you are a female that played college football. But Grove City College, why don't you talk just about the college? I feel like it's one of those small Christian college gems that are located in Pennsylvania. But tell us about how you ended up there.
Oh, I've never thought of calling it a gem, but that summarizes it really well. I cannot speak highly enough of Grove City College. The education that I got there was just excellent. I always phrase it as I was educated on the truth. Mm-hmm. Everything we were taught was biblically based. And those professors, though, they don't mess around. They're pretty old school. I had a professor who said to us, he's like, just because you get distracted by Instagram and all the other social media these days doesn't mean I'm changing the syllabus. You can still read 60 pages a night.
Wow.
Like, what the heck? But yeah. No, it's just such a Christ-centered school. And the friends I met though there are just, they're amazing. All the people. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've heard so many good things about it. And there's a lot of those sort of hidden gems that I think a lot of our audience don't know about. like Indiana Wesleyan, like Cedarville, like Grove City, where you went and played football. So let's get into how football became something that Kelsey Tischler wanted to get involved with, because just being honest here, you don't see a lot of women in football. So what was it that made you think, let's get into this sport?
Oh, honestly, Jason, as I look back, and my siblings and I weren't really raised in a Christian home necessarily. I mean, maybe a little bit, but as I look back, the Lord is the explanation of all of it, because I can't make that up. Like, what on earth was I doing there? I was like, how did I end up here?
Yeah.
It was one night, my junior year of high school. I was at a family friend's house. We were around a campfire, and this idea to kick on the football team just hit me. And I'm a person, I love a challenge. I love to work hard for things, and football provided just that.
So when did you realize you were good, though? Like, it's one thing to be interested, right? It's one thing to say, I want to play football. But you got to be pretty good at doing what you do to play in high school, to play in college. Like, when did you start to, as you started maybe, you know, kicking a few footballs through the uprights, realize maybe I could do this?
Yeah. So I grew up playing soccer. That's how a lot of people end up kicking for the football team. I grew up playing soccer and running. And in soccer, I wasn't the best at seeing the field. I wasn't the most skilled player, but I loved to just kick the ball long and far. And so ever since I was young, I think that was just the gift God gave me. I could just kick the ball really far, and I love to do that. So that translated nicely over to football, where that's all I had to do. I didn't have to think about any plays or anything like that. I just put my head down and kicked the ball.
What's the furthest field goal that you've kicked in your journey? Like, even into college, as you got better, obviously, because you stayed with the team for 4 years. What's the furthest you've kicked one?
In a game or practice?
Either. We'll say practice. Because that's where you can go pretty far, I bet.
It's nice. Yeah, because you can take your time. You don't have to worry about that rush coming.
Yeah.
I did 42 one day in high school. That's probably before I wore my hip out, but that was off a tee. So
that's pretty good. I mean, it's further than I could kick it, that's for sure. What were the struggles like, if any, in being a girl on a male-dominated team in a male-dominated sport?
Yeah. Honestly, when I look back, there was no one who was a bigger critic than myself. I was very hard on myself. So anything I heard paled in comparison to what I was saying in my own head. But I think about the coaches I had, the teammates I had, the friends back in the dorms I had supporting me. They were the best I could have ever asked for. I remember it was my senior year of college, and I always write thank you notes to people. So I made a list of people I had to thank for helping me throughout my football career. And that list was so long of the people I needed to thank, because there's so many people who just supported me. So I think more than I look back and see like the challenges or the people who had like negative things to say, it's the people who supported me and believed in me more than I believed in myself, which is such a blessing.
No, that's great. Did you feel like those teammates were welcoming? I'm just thinking of myself as a high school kid, and I was a knucklehead, you know, just whatever, thought I was the coolest thing when I was clearly not. But when Kelsey Tischler walks on that field and is part of the team, were you welcomed? I hope you were, by your teammates.
Yeah, honest, I can't. My teammates were great all along, but you have to earn their respect for sure. And I always would say, I'm never going to be the strongest. I'll never be able to bench 225 probably. Yeah. But, you know, I can be the hardest working, and that's always what I try to do. And as I moved throughout my football career and my relationship with Jesus developed, the motivation for working hard changed. But that was something I always held to, was you have to earn their respect. You have to work hard. But yeah, my teammates were great, and I'm very thankful for them.
And that's high school. So let's talk about college, because it's a little bit different animal when you're college football is the best athletes from the high school teams that are now playing at the next level. What was it like acclimating yourself to that and even making the team, right? Like, you can go in there and say you're interested, and I'm curious. Actually, let's stop for a second, because I'm curious to know what your coach's reaction in college was when he found out you wanted to play on the team, or maybe he recruited you. I don't even know, but share that story.
Yeah. So my coach in college was Coach DiDonato. I could not have asked for a better coach. in every aspect, he was just the best coach I could have ever, the Lord could have ever given me. So I entered college at the same time he got the head coaching job. And so this man is coming in, first time head coach. I have no idea what he was thinking when he heard from me. Yeah. So like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But the end of my senior year of high school, much to my surprise, I was named to all conference, which I think helped my case a little bit,
yeah,
which gave me more credibility. But I have never asked Coach DiDonato what he was thinking when I walked into his office one day.
I'm guessing, and I don't know this, but you probably were one of the first, if not the first woman that's ever said, I want to play on your team. But he gave you the opportunity and you were a 4-year member of the football team. Mm-hmm. You've talked openly about how the evolution of your football career as a kicker and the evolution of your faith in Jesus kind of coincided with each other. Can you kind of share your story and tell us about your story of faith and making Jesus Lord?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't talk about football too much without talking about the Lord, because I honestly, without Jesus and without Jesus's peace, I'm not mentally tough enough to handle that pressure. Mm. There's a lot of pressure being a kicker, and I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
So how this all came to be, and this is essentially my testimony. I'll give a summarized version of it. But
no, it's okay. It's a podcast. You can share it as long as you'd like, Kelsey.
Oh, okay. All right.
But go ahead.
My senior year of high school, when I decided I want to kick, my thought process was, I want to be the varsity kicker. This is going to be my senior year. I do not want to play JV where the moms show up and watch on Saturday mornings. Right. I want to play under the Friday night lights, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kicked so much. I kicked way too much. If I could tell myself to stop kicking, I probably would say kick like 5 days a week instead of 7 days a week. It was, yeah. So I was all out, like, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to earn this starting position. And I never would have admitted it back then, but I can say it to you now sitting here, that so much of that hard work was out of pride, of just trying to prove myself to the world, of trying to fill that void inside of me. My identity was in my achievements. My identity was in all these worldly things. And that didn't come from my parents or my coaches. It was just something inside of me that wanted to prove myself to the world. So, you know, I get the starting spot. I beat out the other kicker. And we're opening against Central Catholic, which is a powerhouse school. 6,000 people in attendance at a Friday night football game.
Wow.
And the coach is sending out this girl kicker to kick the extra points and field goals, where every extra point and field goal is going to matter in a game as close as that one. So the score was 6-7. We just scored a touchdown. I was running out onto the field to kick. Never in my life have I experienced fear like that. Mm. And it wasn't nervous. That it was a whole other level. It was anxiety through the roof, fear that I couldn't even stand. I was so nervous. I was shaking like crazy. To no surprise, and I can still see it in my brain today, I missed the extra point wide right.
Mm.
Oh, ugh. It's still, even think about that. Yeah. I've only watched that kick on film, I think, 3 times since I missed, and that was years ago.
Right.
Ugh. Not a fun moment,
no,
but you just go to the sidelines and you're humiliated. You're embarrassed. And everyone in the stands had the question of like, can this girl do it? Like, what's going to happen? And so in the days following that game, where I really did not help us, we didn't lose just because of that extra point, but it was a close game.
Sure.
I just fell into like the deepest depression of my life. It was like darkness was all around me. Sandbags were on my back, it felt like. And it was just horrible. And so it lasted till about, it was Wednesday, and I was sitting, I had my own locker room because I was the only girl. I was sitting in my locker room.
Right.
And tears were just welling in my eyes. I was like, you can't cry before you go to football practice. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And that was just like my breaking point moment. And I had a thought. I was like, I'm going to go see a teacher who I know. And he has children kind of in my age range. And he's just always very comforting. He's kind of the dad to all of us. And so I walked into his classroom and he knew what was going on. He hadn't seen me in a couple of days because I was not like functioning as a human. I was just in this deep depression.
Yeah.
And I walked into his classroom at a public high school, and he asked me, are you okay? And I was like, no, I just can't do this anymore. Everything I was taken away. And the thought, so what my coach told me, and he was more generous than I probably would have been. He said, I'm going to give you one more chance. On Friday night, you get to kick one more time. And if you miss, I'm putting in the other kickers. And they actually brought in one of the guys, soccer players, as a backup in case I missed again.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Not that you need more pressure, right?
No, no. And then we're playing at a school called Woodland Hills, which is where Miles Sanders went. So Miles Sanders was going to be on the other side of the ball when I kicked.
Yeah.
The Wolverina is the name of the stadium, which is ranked top 10 places in America to play high school football at one point.
Wow.
Which is not ideal as a visiting kicker who can't handle pressure.
Right.
So that's like my situation that I'm in. And I walk into his classroom and he says to me, he said, Kelsey, you know, fear is from the devil. And I was like, what? And I was like, but I'm not afraid to get hit. And he's like, I know you're not afraid to miss, but you're get hit, but you're afraid to miss. And Jason, I kid you not, in that moment, the Holy Spirit moved like I have never encountered in my life. And it was just like peace washed over me that I can't even explain. It was like the darkness scattered. And people were so supportive. People were writing me letters. They were telling me all these things, giving me, trying to help me, but nothing, nothing could touch the darkness. But in the moment when he said that, there was just peace. And I was like, okay, go ahead, tell me more. And he said to me, the only thing that devil can tell you is a lie. And that is his native language. That comes from John 8:44.
Yeah.
And he said, when you go out there to kick, he said, I think you can do it. I think you're believing the lies that you can't handle the pressure. And he said, I want you to imagine that God is the only one watching you. And with God, God's opinion of you does not change whether you succeed or you fail. And that was really crazy to me because I always thought I had to earn the right to be loved and I had to earn my worth. So this concept that God loved me no matter how I performed, and that has nothing to do with how I kick, was very freeing.
Yeah.
And so, of course, being a man of God, he gave me two scripture verses. One of them is 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, for the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And then Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the shadow of darkness, I shall fear no evil, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I'm just standing there in his classroom. I was like, okay, let's give this God thing a shot, because I think what just happened, it has to be a higher power. Like this God, this Jesus that you're telling me about, he is the only one who could give me peace when nothing, nothing else could. So I went out there and I was like, all right, God, let's give this a shot. I didn't really think you had a whole lot to do with sports and all this, but let's give this a go because what's happening before did not work. And so I got to go out to Woodland Hills on that Friday night. And funny enough, when my coach sent me out for a kick, he didn't send me out for an extra point. He sent me out for a 31, 32 yard field goal. And I went out there and there was pressure and there was a little bit of nerves, but at the end of the day, there was peace that I couldn't understand. And I just put my head down. It was a good snap, good hold. And the kick was probably good for like 40 yards. And I like ran off the field. And, you know, I would love to say right then and there, it's like, okay, God, like, thank you.
Yeah.
It took a couple minutes. And then I was like, okay, what just happened changes everything. And so, yeah, that's really like, that is the heart of my testimony in the moment where I was like, okay, God, you have to be real. And following that, like I accepted Jesus into my heart. I got baptized, but that is where Jesus comes into football because I can't handle the pressure without him.
What a story from Kelsey Tischler here on Sports Spectrum. Did you have any kind of church background or relationship or religion, which we hear is a big difference in your life before that moment? Did you have any of that?
I liked what you just said there about a difference between a religion and a relationship. Yeah. I was kind of raised like going to church, religious.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a relationship. And when push comes to shove, as you know, a religion doesn't help, but it's a relationship that does.
Okay. So that's really good to know because it, at least something was implanted in you somewhere along the way. Maybe you just heard the word God or Jesus or whatever. So your heart was prepared to be open when you're at a pretty difficult moment in your life, a pretty downward moment. What changes after that? Because Grove City, as we mentioned, is a very small Christian gem, if you will, in Western Pennsylvania. So there's a, you know, you go to a college like that, that's going to if you're not a Christian, it'll open your eyes wide open. But if you're even a newer believer, it's got to be exciting, but also a little scary to go to a place that's all about the gospel. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you, acclimating yourself, coming into, you know, this newfound faith that you had? We talked about the football side of things and growing in your walk with Jesus at Grove City.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was incredible. And I think the people that had such an impact on me, specifically, I think about some of my friends, not like football players, but my friends, a lot of them were female athletes as well. Hmm. Just the conversations we would have, what they would teach me, some of the older females who poured into me, and being surrounded by different Christians, whether it be professors or at chapel, I learned so much and I loved it. I love to learn, and Grove City College was a perfect breeding ground for that.
Hmm. That's great to hear, because I feel the same way with my daughter. Like, I know she's at Indiana Wesleyan, but just knowing that she's in a place where the gospel is front and center, but the community aspect is so intentional. And that's what it sounds like you had with Grove City, this community aspect where you weren't just trying to grow in your walk with Jesus by yourself, but you had people that were around you to help you grow.
Yes, absolutely. And that makes me so happy that she's at a small Christian school as well, because yeah, it's those conversations late at night in the dorms that really stick with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of conversations, what are the conversations that you've had, and maybe you had them while you were in high school, while you were in college, but even now with little girls and other young girls, maybe they're, you know, early teens or whatever, about your unique experience that you had? You know, it's in the news quite frankly, and I don't know if I want to go too deep into it, but if you want to answer it there, you can. But there's a lot of talk about gender and male and female and playing sports, especially, like, you know, males that might identify as females and want to play with other women in sport. There's a lot of questions, and I think a lot of confusion that's out there right now, especially with young people wanting to ask questions. What are some of those conversations that you've had, maybe with some young people who might be asking questions about the fact that you played football?
Yeah. No, you're right. There's a lot out there right now on that topic. And
yes,
I always say, no matter what I did, no matter how hard I worked, those guys were stronger than me. I couldn't compete in the weight room. Sometimes maybe body weight things like a plank or V-ups or something like that, I could, but in the weight room, it's very clear. They're just genetically stronger. And yep, up close, like 35 yards and in, it was, you know, whoever's more accurate. But after that, the boys, they have me beat. I can't deny that.
Sure.
But I think if I could sit down and talk to younger female athletes, and I have such a heart for female athletes for sure.
Yeah.
I think there's two things I would say. I think the first one is, and I would like pause and I would look them in the eyes and I tell them, please remember that this is just what you do playing a sport. This is not who you are. Who you are is a child of God, and that trumps everything. Because I think we get that messed up so much of this is who you are, this is everything, and it's not true. Like, your worth is so much more than that. And then secondly, and this is something I've got a lot more comfortable talking about in recent, honestly, a year or two, is I think a lot of female athletes struggle with body image and eating. Mm. And that's something I struggle with a lot, but I thought I was the only one. And again, even that topic, when you get to the core of it, I think it comes down to identity, and who I am is not the way I look, but who I am is a child of God in the way God views me. He doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. So I think those are the two things I would say to them.
No, that's really good. She is Kelsey Tischler. What's God been teaching you today with where he's brought you to? You know, this question's coming if you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
But what's he teaching you right now? What's he been showing you now? Because it's been a few years removed. You graduated from Grove City in 2020. You went to Ithaca and you got your master's there. You got to coach a little bit with the women's track and field team. But knowing where you are today, what's he been teaching you?
Yeah. Oh, no, I do. I remember you always asking this question. I think so. In my heart, I think I'm an athlete still.
Yeah.
And I signed up. I'm doing a big triathlon in September.
Okay.
And so it's been really cool to be training. I started training around January for this and be an athlete again. And I think the Lord has just been teaching me that in the small moments of running or riding my bike, and just to have joy. And a way to worship the Lord is to just have joy and appreciate the moment, because some of those bike rides, I'm on the back roads of Fort Moore. It's beautiful. And it's so easy for me to worship God out there and have joy in the small things.
Triathlon. That just sounds painful. Are you sure you want to do this, Kelsey?
No, it's, oh, I've loved it. It's been so good for me. I mean, I know how to run, obviously, but swimming and biking, that's a different beast. So it's been really good for me to have something new to have to learn and figure out.
Well, that's good. I know you're also a government contractor with the Army. You're working in sports psychology, so you got good work going on there as well. So it's really been fun to kind of learn your journey a little bit, Kelsey, and see where the Lord has taken you. Thanks for sharing this. I know, especially for young female aspiring athletes, I think your story is one that's important for them to listen to and hear. And I hope you'll keep encouraging them to find their identity and their worth in Jesus. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason.
And many thanks to Kelsey Tischler for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum, the former Grove City College football kicker. Pretty cool story that she has. I hope she keeps telling it. I hope it encourages young people to strive to be their best in sports, and certainly to find their identity in something other than sports. In fact, finding their identity in Jesus. That's the way to go. And I love that Kelsey is sharing that story. We also talked about the current role that she has. She's a government contractor with the Army working in sports psychology. Now, the reason we didn't ask a ton of questions or follow up on that is because it's a government job with the Army, so she can't really share a whole lot about what she does, but it sounds like a cool job, and maybe someday she'll be able to tell us a little bit more about the work that she's doing. But I love her faith, I love her story, and we're grateful that we were able to have Kelsey Tischler be our guest today on Sports Spectrum. You can find us at our website, sportspectrum.com, for all of our content. And again, really the best way that you can be an ambassador for the work that we're doing and using Sports Spectrum as a ministry tool to share the gospel is to just tell someone. Tell someone about this show or our magazine or our website. Maybe you find a story on the website or a devotional that you want to share with someone. Ultimately, we're just trying to be a tool for you to share the gospel with someone else, because we want to see Jesus glorified in the work that we're doing. We want to see people come to Jesus. And if sports can be a way to do that, we are all in. So we appreciate you guys checking us out, for listening today on Sports Spectrum, and we hope you'll join us next time for another conversation here on the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon right here on Sports Spectrum.